sustain the wings. Sustain the wings. The Army Air Forces present the Band of the Training Command under the direction of Captain Glenn Miller. And now, Captain Glenn Miller.
Thank you, Lieutenant Don Briggs. Good evening, everybody, and hello again from Sergeants Ray McKinley, Brad Crawford, Mel Powell, Johnny Desmond, the crew chiefs, and the whole gang. Tonight, I sustain the wings, salutes the men of the Army Air Force's Troop Carrier Command. The boys of the band join in on the chorus with, I Hear You Screaming.
Singing Sergeant Norm Layden's arrangement of what we predict will be one of the year's top tunes, Long Ago.
Run up and down my spine. I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
It's medley time, saluting the mothers, wives, sweethearts, and sisters of the men of the Troop Carrier Command. Something old, something new, something barred, and something blue. The old tune, Schubert Serenade. Something new, Corporal Bob Carroll and the crew chief singing Irresistible You.
Irresistible you. My heart has gone to you.
And while I exist, I'll be irresistibly drawn to you.
guessed it was so. I was caught in the undertow.
Back in the books for our bar tune, it's Little Brown Jug. City in Blue.
Sergeant Jerry Gray's arrangement and Sergeant Ray McKinley and the crew chief singing a musical salute to one of G.I. Joe's favorite characters, Peggy the Pinup Girl.
My friends really did the trick. Then her fortunes began to climb. She appeared in the march of time. All the boys in the army camps wanted a picture on postage stamps.
She is the sweetheart of plenty of soldiers, plenty of sailors, thousands of marines. She's the girl vaping up in the barracks. She's the girl they pin up on the wall.
In a plane or on a train, she's a friend, she's a pal. She was there when they landed down in Border Canal.
She's the chick they all pick in the service.
A magazine.
She's Peggy the Pinup Girl.
Peggy pinned up from the toes up makes a fella turn his nose up when he sees Lamour or Grable on the screen. Even a voice that's so disturbing like Judy Garland or Miss Durbin can't compare to my pinup queen.
It can't compare to my pinup queen.
So Ginger Rogers started hollering, and Miss Powell threw the tally. Peggy's dancing caused the heat wave up and over. She has Betty Hutton's vigor, Lana Turner's classy figure, and the chassis that made Lassie come home on the double.
And the chassis that made Lassie come home. She
play tag with each guy in the airport. She played tag with each guy on the ground.
Oh, this sweet little chick is the pick of the crew, and she just suits the taste of every waist gunner too.
They were there in the air over Berlin, and the voice sounded clear as a bird.
Ah, let the bombardier come on board, let's drop one here.
For Peggy, the pin-up girl.
The aerial engineer is more than just a mechanic. He's the watchdog of a plane when it's flying. It's his job to keep a plane functioning smoothly in flight, to know if all the engines are perking as they should, to watch the fuel supply and transfer it to the proper tank at the proper time, plus hundreds of other details necessary to the most efficient plane operation. The pilot knows the aerial engineer's opinion of a plane is reliable because of the knowledge and training he's received from the Army Air Force's Training Command, the world's biggest university. And with the thousands of other graduates of the Training Command, the aerial engineer can proudly say, I sustain the wings.
This is Captain Miller saying so long to the band of the Training Command. Sergeants Brad Crawford, Mel Powell, Ray McKinley, Johnny Desmond, Bob Carroll, the crew chiefs, and Lieutenant Don Briggs. Hope to see you again next Saturday, same time, same station. In the meantime, don't forget those lads that are doing the dirty work overseas. They're doing the fighting, you do the writing.
I Sustain the Wings is a presentation of the Army Air Force's Training Command and came to you from New York City.
every village and county, from factory and farm.
They stopped what they were doing when they saw the trouble brewing.
And they heard the war's alarm.
8 million Yanks have rushed into the fray.
And there's more on the way. There are Yanks from the banks of the Wabash. There are Yanks from the Arkansas Plain.
From the mountains of Montana, the bayous of Louisiana, and the Moose Country of Maine, of Maine.
There are Yanks driving tanks for the thrill. And it's sure as the sun will shine
that the Yanks from the banks of the Wabash will be Yanks who will watch on the run.
From the valleys of Virginia and the town of Tennessee, from the mud of Alabama, with a rifle on the knee. There are Okies, there are Crackers, every color, every creed, and they talk the only language that the master race can read.